Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
Do you want the happy or the I shouldn't put it that way. Do you want the good or the bad?
Well, Mike,
to start,
you know, it's the holidays. And sometimes the sad or bad sets up the happy, like the gift of the Magi. You know what I mean? So let's start bad.
Well, but for my purposes, and I don't mind going that direction.
Okay.
And I probably should based on what our listeners crave.
Mike, they crave action.
But in this case, I'll start with the bad.
Mike, you know what? If this is a disaster because we started wrong, people will forgive you. And you know why? Because it's the holidays.
No, it's just I have some nice things to say after I talk about my experience yesterday. So, as I had mentioned on the show yesterday, I was going to the urologist because, you know, it's they sent me there. So, it's
been a few weeks since you've seen a doctor.
Yeah, and was this a pleasure trip or was this recommended?
You don't acknowledge when Josh gives you that that's coming to play in my opinion right there.
Oh, it's sensational. Yeah,
you know, yeah. every other day, I look. Medicare, I get maintenance. That's why. That keeps me healthy. And by the way, let me say right off the bat, yes. No issues.
That's
but
at
a man of my age, it's a good idea to keep an eye on the prostate, as I was told.
Well, you are like a Ducati automobile. You are excellent. You are fantastic. You are desirable.
Isn't a Ducati a motorcycle?
Well, if they made...
It is.
Okay. You're like a Ducati motorcycle, Mike, and that you require maintenance. But when you are in fine fettle, you are desirable.
But
no, I'm thinking like the old muscle cars. You just got to keep it in the garage, tune it up, but then it goes out and it looks nice. It still runs.
I still run for now.
Every Friday night, Mike goes and sits in the parking lot of a Burger King with all the other old men, and you can look at them and how pretty they are.
That's what I do.
Right.
And
you just keep his hood open.
Mike's hood.
You know, with the previous co-host on this program referred to me as prickly, because somebody referred to me as prickly, and
yes,
he latched onto that. Last email to the group, last word was prickly, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I believe so.
And fine, I accept that badge.
You've
I'm
been
fine
less
with
prickly
that.
This year, Mike, than ever before.
I feel as though prickly is... Now, only when prickly is necessary will I be prickly.
And also, Mike, knowing that you are prickly, acknowledging your prickliness, that is really the first sign that you're willing to change.
Now, today, because I ran a little late dropping our dog off, who has a little pain in his right leg, and today my wife laid it on me last night. Can you drop him off at 8 o'clock at the vet's? And I said, will they take me early? I said, yeah, they probably will take you early. And mm-hmm. I see all these people trundling in before 8 o'clock, and I see the place is open from 8 o'clock on, but people are still walking in. The doors were open, so I brought the dog in at 7:45, and I say, I got to be at work like in about 5-10 minutes. I'm wondering if you could see me early. And it's like, hem-haw, hem-haw. Then about 9 effing people walk in after me. And... I watched everybody get called in front of me. I watched everybody called, and I say, and this one I was prickly without justification. And I walk up and I go, well, now it's 8 o'clock and I really do have to go. And they accommodated me and it was wonderful. I'm leaving out all the details.
Did you explain to them that dozens and dozens of people rely on you being on time to be entertained?
8 or 9 people really need me to be in here.
I could see it. You're there with the dog, and somewhere at home, Jim Amato is drumming his fingers on his desk, waiting for the show to
start. But that has nothing to do with yesterday.
Did you ever think of just tying Winslow to the chair and walking out?
Yeah.
No, because
sometimes
he's a loving member of the family.
You see that sometimes outside of like a 7-Eleven, just the dog tied to a pole and they're inside shopping. So, you know, that's
well,
okay.
This is a vet's office and there were other dogs in there and I just couldn't do it to him. And he's my number one seed. So I love that dog.
How about the other dog?
Chateau Interrupto, can I maybe just get half a sentence out today before? Please, please, for the love of God.
Okay.
God, you are Holiday Rob. He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
Holiday
Mike, here's
Rob.
The deal. This is prickly because last year you complained there wasn't Holiday Rob. And this year I'm actually enjoying myself and you're right. Not happy.
Shut
now.
Up, please. Just shut up for a second.
That won't make me happy.
Just shut up.
All right.
I want to share what happened and I want to set it up properly so that there's no confusion. I have a regular, what do they call it? A wellness check. That is not coming to my house to see if, you know, he's dying to flap it. He's dying. He's right
but,
now.
But
it's
you see,
all of his power
no, you
not
have,
to be able
you
to interject.
You have manufactured a problem in your mind that doesn't happen. I'm not going to say
excuse me, that you interrupt Josh and me on a like 75 times a
no,
show?
At that
that's
moment,
manufactured?
At the moment that you are starting to talk and I am explicitly not talking and you're saying he's dying to talk.
Because all right. I'll shut up.
So.
Now I'll shut up.
Thank
so,
you.
What?
Huh?
So anyway, I roll over to this after the wellness check. They said, you might want to just get it checked out. And I go in and I am not expecting anything bad, but it's still, I got a couple of, we know people that have had prostate issues and some of them severe and some of them, fatal. Mm-hmm. And it's a, thing that men have to be aware of. By the way, I'm told that type of gland in the body that by the time you if you live forever to like 150, it'll eventually get the big casino.
Of course,
that's what I'm mm-hmm. told about that particular part of the body. So I'm there's a tiny bit of me, even though the blood work scores are really good. I'm going just to get the final. It's the final piece of the wellness check, and it's no biggie as far as I'm concerned. And that's why I waited over a month to go in and check it out. And I, because these are specialists and they book way, way in advance.
Sure.
And I'm fine with that. And I really didn't think much about it, except that, the one thing that I know is probably coming, and that is, Einen Finger.
Mike, my doctor once called it the trip to the jelly drawer.
How did this doctor put it? He was great. He said...
cute?
It was some term that he used. It's let's check under the hood.
Well,
that's kind of
nice.
That's what.
You see, I prefer an
which
organic.
I thought was funny.
I prefer an organic maintenance for that part of the body, which is why I am scheduled for regular massages.
Oh God! All right, stop. I have to say this. The interesting thing about this office is the office is located where my old general practitioner used to be, and now he's across the street.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I'm familiar with the office, and the office works that the doors open up, and you're right there. So it's the whole, they've got the whole floor in this little building. And I don't expect anything other than just to get in there, the Einen Finger, a little stress and stuff like that, and then, hopefully a clean bill of health, and on my way. So
TMOS Classic.
Doors open up, and I'll tell you, I probably have a significant anxiety about front desk personnel.
You've never had good luck with them.
It can go really only two ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or three ways. There can be indifference, which is fine. There can be really terrific, which is a nice warm greeting. Mm-hmm. And then there can be the worst part, which is just real, like borderline hostility for reasons that can't be explained.
Exactly.
Yesterday I experienced the third.
And hostility.
It begins with the doors opening, and I got to get my phone out here.
Okay.
Because I just want to read a text that I got. And I got the... I got the text maybe 2 days ago, final, one of those reminder texts that you always get.
So this is from the doctor's office, this text.
Yeah, let me see if I can...
When you got it, did it seem mechanically generated, or did it seem like someone actually texted you?
I don't know.
Because I used to get automatic texts from a doctor that I no longer went to, largely for the fact that he would email, text, and call with like a calling machine, a robot, reminding me for an appointment that was another lady's.
This would be last Thursday.
Okay.
This would be last Thursday at 11:40 a.m. I get, Michael, confirm your appointment, 11:15 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
urologist. Text stop to opt out.
Okay, right? So it's an automatic deal.
So I'm like, okay. And then I also went online and filled out all their paperwork. in advance because that is a time. So the doors open up, and the very first thing when you know there might be an issue is you get the looking down. And the words are, name, please.
Oh, no.
And, all right, no, but that's all right. Hey, that's happened a million times. No, big whoop.
But it's the holidays. They should
be. Well, it's the holidays, and also people go to this particular guy. You know, there might be something serious. So you're probably dealing with a little elevated anxiety when you walk in there.
Understood.
And then, okay. And from name, please, first words are, you're a half hour late.
What?
And I'm like, no, the thing says I'm here a little before 11:15. That's 11:15. And then I can't give you all the details of the words that were said, but it was something along the lines of, I registered you for that appointment, and I specifically said be here half an hour early to fill out paperwork. I said something like, well, I filled out all the paperwork online anyway, but I don't remember, you know, it was over a month ago and I got, and then I produced
the
message that said 11:15. And then we went back and forth. And within a minute and a half, I'm having an argument at the front about being a half hour late with a real attitude. And
was the waiting room crowded?
No.
No, so I mean, it didn't look like you were going to muck up the system by being on.
No, but there's just a scowl. I'm not getting a greeting. I'm not getting a. And I said, do you treat all of your patients this way? And at that point, she's received the insurance card and the driver's license, and she turns and she said, I can't do this. And she tosses it to the other woman on the other side of the office.
She can't even, Mike. That's really bad.
And it's just this scene.
Yeah.
And as I'm walking, she said, she'll take you over there. And I looked at, and I'm not letting it go because this is obviously the one thing I am perceiving is this is a bully. Mm-hmm. And this is somebody who probably deals with elderly people.
Yes.
That take the crap. And I'm not taking the crap.
No, it's Nurse Ratched.
It was instantaneous.
She's a terrorist right there.
And I said, are you having a bad day? I don't go off. I don't say anything. And then the other person, I walk around. You literally walk around the corner to the other glass window with this lady is now out of the waiting area, gone to the back room. I'm hearing. I don't know what the hell is going on. The vibe I'm getting, because I immediately begin to try to assess whether this next person is intimidated on my side with the other lady. And
you got to feel the room. Yeah, you got to get the temperature.
I'm getting smiles. So at this point, I'm getting smiles, and I'm trying to be polite. And I'm feeling my heart rate is going thump, 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 because I was blindsided by this, and I'm
not
sitting
there.
Not
anything you expect.
And now, it's just a bit of a thing. And at this point, I am really going back and forth in my own mind, and I'm sure people have experienced this, of, F it, I'll go see somebody else. But I'm no, this is the front desk person, has really nothing to do with anybody else that I'm going to deal with after this. This is I'm considering, but I was so close. All I need is one more bit of rude, and
that'll count.
I'm out of there. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thing,
happy holidays.
Even,
you know,
you're not even bringing up the fact that when she provides that element of tension, and you get very tense and uptight, it makes the exam harder. It does.
That would be referred to as the pucker factor.
Precisely, Mike. And you don't.
But I don't get it. I don't get it from the other lady checking me in. And then the assistant comes out, this guy. And he's
this guy.
He's very matter of fact. But I'm also heart still thumping. You wonder when you're going through this, has she just shared with the world that I'm the problem in the back
or
something
like
that?
She's not going to be the
problem. But I don't know what she's doing, so I don't know who she's talking to or what's going on. But I'm filled with all this angst for absolutely no reason.
The second lady at the desk, did she sort of at all communicate the fact that well, this is just the way she is, and she might
maybe just a touch, but it's hard to tell. But yeah, there was certainly wasn't anything negative from the other lady.
Okay, nothing. I don't want to objectify the first lady, but was she older? Was she younger? Did she look like anyone famous? Did she, before you got the bad treatment, which would force you to judge her as a bad person?
No, she was a very average looking person.
Unremarkable.
She was like, yeah, unremarkable, nothing, you know.
Maybe probably, that's why she's mad.
I don't know, you know, much younger than me, you know, and not a kid.
Okay.
So that's all I can tell you about her. The other guy comes out and he's kind of matter of fact. So he's completely polite and he's completely, but there's no, you know, welcome or any of that. And I'm thinking, okay, have I screwed up their whole day now? Is this what's going on here? And I'm freaking out about it. And this carries into, and I'm filling out paperwork, by the way.
Is it the same
repeat
paperwork?
Yes.
Of course, yeah.
Repeat paperwork. Not exactly repeat. I want to be fair here and say, no, it wasn't exactly the repeat of what I filled out, but there was certain redundancies to it. But that's normal in a doctor's office. I know that that's the way it goes. Yeah, Josh.
Did you get to see her interact with anyone else during this time?
No, because the whole time I'm in the outer office, she's gone. She's not there. And but that'll come into play later.
Yeah.
That'll come into play later.
TMOS Classic.
So I go back, and the guy's taking my vitals. They do a...
Are you sure this guy works there?
Yeah, because he's got the outfit.
Okay, he's got the outfit.
He takes all my my info, and then he does what's called a bladder scan. I guess they look for the bladder... They do a bladder scan. It's like a sonogram that a pregnant lady would have. Okay.
Sure. Make your bladder gladder.
He gets done. Okay, I've got all I need, and the doctor will see you. And I said, and then I make some reference to the fact that, man, oh, man, I'm glad everything's going swell now because it certainly didn't go smoothly at the front. Blah, 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 blah. And I kind of share with him what was going on. And he says to me, and I quote, the gist of it is, I really hope you would share that with the doctor because, and he kind of in a whisper says to me, you're really not the only one.
Oh,
there it is. And suddenly the weight is lifted off me because, I'm not the only one. So this is repeat biz we have here.
I have seen in different medical offices where the lady at the front desk is under the impression that they run things.
And
it's a little bit of a power thing, yeah.
So the exam, no problems, like the doctor.
Did he wear gloves?
I don't know. I was facing away.
I understand.
But both sides are examined. Both sides.
Lucky you.
Yeah, happy day. In and out, no problem. I shouldn't use that term.
Well, I'm thinking.
I was in the office and I was out of the office.
Okay.
And then he says, "There's a there's one prescription he gives me, and then a follow up appointment. I think in 6 weeks, something like that.
Good.
And
is it an oral medication that he gives you?
No, it's a suppository I shove up my butt."
See, I just want to know.
Come on,
people want to know.
Well,
people
it could
know.
Be a cream.
It could be. Josh,
it could be a salve.
It could be a
salve. I lost the applicator.
Remember that? One of the funniest lines out of everybody.
I brought back that cream I borrowed.
So, at the end of everything, I said, and I hate to do this, but I feel like I have to, and I share the experience I had, and he's... non-committal, but he's listening. He says, "Yeah, well, it's been a day, something like that, blah blah blah." And I just, just wanted it to be heard. I'm not going back there anytime soon. I don't care. I just wanted them to know what's going on. And then he walks me all the way out to the front desk to the woman's back there again.
Oh, she's returned,
and she is. I'm sorry, I got to tell the truth. It's scowling, kind of just with the.
Do you get the feeling that's her resting face?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And the thing is filled out, and she says, okay, you have a follow-up. What's a good time? And I say, I work in the morning, so probably midday. Okay. And as I said, listen, I'm sorry for the confusion, but and I'm pissed.
Sure.
Because I said, but I think you owe me an apology. And she says, I was trying to give you an apology. I said, no, you weren't. I'm sorry.
When
but
was
I,
she
I,
trying to give
never.
You an apology?
And I said, from the minute I walked in, you're looking down, you don't look up. And she's got this headset on. She goes, you see this? This is for when I'm on the phone. I looked at her. I said, but you weren't on the phone when I walked in. I would have known if you were having a phone conversation. No answer to that. And then my last words to her was, be careful who you piss off. They might have a bunch of people that would be interested to hear this story, which I'm sharing right now.
Very
and if
true.
She's listening right now, I hope she does better. The one other thing I said, because at this point, another person comes out from behind because I wasn't letting it go because I don't like bullies getting away with crap.
Right. And obviously,
and the other lady said, I said, you know what? Yeah. I didn't have any major medical issues, but I'm sure there are plenty of people that come in here and do and are filled with worry and anxiety, and I really hope that you wouldn't treat them the way I was treated today. See you later. Bye-bye. Yeah. And that was it, and I was on my merry way.
The
and
only
it was,
way
see,
I can play
I'm
devil's advocate.
My heart rate's still up. I'm still thinking about it. I'm thinking about it going into today. I was thinking about it coming into this show. It was unnecessary.
The only thing I can think is that it's a very busy time in the office. This is the busy time of year for ornament removal. And they very, very busy time for them. And, you know, sure. Maybe she's just in over her head.
Mm. As far as when, you know, you asked if there was anybody in the waiting room when I got there.
Yeah.
There was not. And as far as the people in the waiting room when I left,
yeah.
Nay, not a soul. Not a soul out there. Maybe one guy came in while I was waiting to check out.
So
it was that. I don't know. I mean, it's just, I don't think.
Oh, Mike.
Hold on a second.
We have a call.
All right.
Yeah, you have to say hello.
Hi, this is Greg Allman. I'm wishing you a very, very Merry
He's
Christmas.
Dead, Rob.
Season's greetings from me and the Greg Allman Band. Thank you.
He's dead.
What?
Yeah. Do you have them all?
Mike, I don't know. They just may pop up at any time.
You never know.
You never know,
ladies and
you
gentlemen.
I didn't know Greg Allman was dead.
I didn't. Yes, he is. He has left this.
That's sad,
earthly,
right?
Earthly
he
plane.
Wouldn't be dead if he visited his urologist on a regular basis for a
Amen.
Wellness check.
Mm. By the way, this person, and my theory is this particular person would be much like me. When I rant and rave on the show, if I'm really angry, if I'm really mad at something, mm-hmm. I don't feel good after that. I don't like walk out of here dancing. I feel like crap. And I'm sure that she's the same way. And I think
no, she's not the same way. She loves
no,
it.
No, I don't think it's a love thing. I think it's just how can you be happy if you treat people like that?
Because
you
know what?
Be.
How can you treat people like that if it doesn't make you happy?
I don't. But I don't know. Who knows? I don't know if it's regular. I don't know if it's a bad day.
And there's lots of people who are miserable, and all they can do is cause other people to be miserable.
It's very true. And obviously, the assistant doctor, was he like a nurse practitioner or an intern or just a helper guy from around the neighborhood?
He's the PA, physician's assistant. That
he
person.
Doesn't like her either. So yeah. She's problematic. So that's her deal. That's her
But
game.
Rob, I have to tell you this. Way back when. When we were at WAVA, when I was at WAVA,
right.
You joined us at WJFK. I have to say, do you remember what they called at WJFK, the person who sat at the front desk? We had a name for it.
Yes.
We had a name. Rob remembers the name.
Ladies
this is
and
what
gentlemen,
you said.
Please meet the director of First Impressions.
There it is.
There you are.
I'm a new patient. Never been there before. Just, dealing with that type of thing. And you know what? I chalk it up as to how I would like to live my life. And obviously,
Mike, are you
it didn't land when I went to the vet today, and I was a dick at the vets today, too.
Are you saying that you like to treat people the way you like to be treated?
I'd like to. I really would. You know, studies have shown that if you confront a bully, they may not bully again. Intelligence for Mike right now.
Intelligence for your Mike.
So it was off to get a rat for Jake and pick up my kid at
yeah,
this point.
Yeah, he's up to rats now, isn't he? It's
from
not
school,
mice.
He's up to small rats. Mm-hmm. And everybody that came across my path for the rest of the day, I killed him with kindness, including the prickly guy at the tire center when I had my second flat tire.
What, are you driving around construction sites? How are you getting these flat
tires? I went to a part of the world off the highway that was very much under construction. Lots of vehicles, lots of lanes crossing, lots of debris in the roadway. It was that type of thing. And
is this where your medical office was?
No, they were fine. They didn't. Okay. They're fine.
Some of them.
Some
really
of them really fine.
Some of them are really fine.
And so I was I picked my kid up. I got the rat in the car.
Yes.
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.
And I gave him a donut when he got in the car as a treat because it's holidays and yeah. And so when I got home, Dad, I hear something coming out of the tire, and I kind of poo-pooed it, and then. Like 10 minutes later, Carla goes out to the garage and goes, that tire is flat. And I look, and it's flat. So it's going,
well, I mean, but I've got modern cars, Mike, first of all, you should feel a flat before you hear it. Like the thump, or the, and did you
well,
get
no, it was a leak. And then it really, as soon as the
you
car
you didn't get
stopped,
a notification on your dash? Because a lot
no,
of
not when I was in the car. No.
Wow, meow. They will oftentimes now monitor tire pressure. That's wild. Tire pressure.
And so, Carly says, I don't know if you can drive on that. And I'm looking at it, and this thing is flat, but I got, hey, you know what I have in my garage? Do you remember what I have in my garage? I have my own little air compressor in there. You know that little mini air compressor?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the pipes and drapes.
No, Beth, they're gone.
I know.
Long gone.
Now, the donut you gave Michael, it wasn't the donut from your trunk, was it?
No, it was a KK.
Oh, yeah. So good.
I had
so
some, too. Good.
Of course you did. There was one left for Michael.
There they are, baby. There they are. I bought a dozen. I did.
It's a way to go.
Bought a dozen.
A dozen.
Had a couple of them. Mike had a couple of them. We had some for Carla. Well, the hot sign was not on Josh. It was not on, unfortunately.
No, that's disappointing.
It is very disappointing.
It's not so bad because they're fresh from the factory. I mean, the hot, it's a difference.
It was very fresh. They were very fresh. I found out, because I do a Google search, that I got this tire joint. I could walk to it. It's like literally around the corner.
That's ironic, isn't it?
And I'm filled with anxiety again because it's there. No, I mean, what are you saying they're everywhere?
No, I was saying that why would you walk to a tire place because you don't walk someplace?
That's it.
Right.
Ironic. Thank you.
Well,
thank you.
You have to walk there because you can't drive there.
Exactly. Right. So maybe.
Oh, I finally found the sound effect for the lobby of the doctor's office when I went back out to the front desk.
Okay.
There's nobody in there.
My friends.
What I was
there.
Searching desperately for.
Hello, my friends. You know? Merry Christmas, my friends.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.